Agenda item number 23, pertaining to Black Sea Baths. Request for public hearing.
It's true that we're requesting public hearing for Black Sea Baths. And all these are for you. That'd be okay.
The commission has a very tough task. Amazing to me the amount of information that you consume before you make your decisions, the amount of discussion you have. So what staff wants to do from now on, maybe there'll be an exception somewhere, maybe not, is not to overburden you with the discussion part of an agenda item. Because typically from way back, from about maybe 20 years back, we've operated under a 2 month system where the first month is to orient you with the information, the second month is to have a public hearing. And often it turned into a situation where the commissioner would say, just bring it to public hearing. So now it's an opportunity, the commissioner and I talk, and what we'd like to do is just to let you know what the public hearing items are and briefly tell you why they're up for public hearing. And sort of leave it at that. It'll be one extra thing in your package that you receive, and it'll be one extra thing for staff to have to go into detail for 2 months. So the first one is Summer Flounder. Joe Cimino just provided that information. We now will have that back because it was advertised for a public hearing. So that's one item. The second one is Black Sea Bass, and this concerns the recreational season, which is shifting by just a couple of days here, and it's instead of May 19th startup, it's going to be September 21 startup. That was actually a request by Marilyn, but everyone, I hear a lot of comments.
You said September 21 startup, you meant May 15th.
I'm sorry, May 15th, no panic. Sally's back there, she knows better. So this was a request by Marilyn, everyone seemed to support it. So instead of May 19th, it's May 15th. I got it right. All right. Menhaden, here's a little housekeeping that we have to do. We exceeded the non-Persane Menhaden bait sector quota. What that is, it's all the gears that are independent of the what we call the snapper rig fishery, the smaller Persanes, or the larger Persane fishery. Pound net, gill nets, fike net, dip net, any kind of gear that takes menhaden is in that quota. It was the gill net that had the overage. The gill net exceeded its quota, and that brought the whole sector, lined up as one sector, over. So we'll have to take care of that by regulation and subtract that from the 2015 quota for that non-directive. I think it's 389,000 pounds will be subtracted. Striped bass. We already talked about this. We had it on agenda number 18. This is to get that trophy size fish in there from 32 to 36 inches. 1090. This is going to be item 20. And we don't really need to do this now.
Where's Lewis? That's done, right?
So omit that. We don't have to do that. So we only have five. The fifth one is going to be what you just heard about the license revocation. We'll have to finalize that next month. So those are the five items, and staff is just bringing those to your attention and asking that you allow a advertisement for public hearing of those items.
Hey, Chief, just to clarify, we just rolled back the fees to 2014 levels through an emergency regulation. We're going to have to make that.
Was it emergency?
Yeah.
That's why I asked Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Lewis said yes.
So we need the full public hearing next month.
Six. Okay. We're back to six. That's why I typed it on here. We're back to six. Okay. All right.
So basically, the two new ones we're looking at are the Black Sea Bass Recreational and then this New Haven we haven't covered today already.
That is correct.
We have two requests for public hearings that are already approved today. I move to approve requests for public hearings.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Erskine.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Thankfully none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. I believe that concludes today's agenda. I thank you all of you, for your endurance and your patience. The meeting is adjourned.